In Focus returns. It's Pottawatomie County Commission Day. Our guests today include County Commissioner Pat Waxelman, Public Works Director Peter Clark, and Stephen Metzger, the county planner. We do have a phone caller standing by. We're going to go up to Westmoreland for this. Good morning, Steve. You're on K-Man's In Focus.
Good morning. I had a question for Commissioner Waxelman.
He's listening.
Okay. I haven't heard anything recently about the Junietta Marlette Bridge, and I understand it's going to be on the KDOT's future projects list, and I was wondering what effect that would have on Pottawatomie County taxpayers if that bridge project went through. Thank you.
All right, appreciate your call. Commissioner Waxelman.
And that was Steve.
That's a loaded question.
That was Steve, right?
Yes.
I thought I recognized his voice. Well, they're all loaded, but this one here, I can't tell you how that will affect the taxpayers, you know, of Pottawatomie County until we come up with a, you know, a good plan or print or
even a dollar figure.
Dollar figure, location. It's just like, you know, I've always said we've had meetings with the city and the county, Riley County and the city of Manhattan. And it's like I've said at these meetings, we can take the airplane off the runway, but until we know where we're going to land the thing, it's kind of a mute, you know, a mute decision there because you don't have anything to work with. And the Corps of Engineers is going to be a major factor in this, a participant to where they're going to tell you, you know, where you can land this plane. And it's just trying to get everybody to come together and get the initial phase of it started that, you know, that I've been kind of looking for a solution for or to, and it just hasn't materialized yet. So that's kind of where I'm at on it. And at the same time, we've got a bridge over south of Bellevue, you know, that there's been some grants that we've thought about applying for. I think we did apply for one, did we not, Peter?
We have done a lot of discussion about it, but we have not submitted yet for, I think the build grant was the last grant we had discussed, but we had not yet done that.
Yeah. And, you know, we need a little bit of participation from the county south of us, Waubonsie County, mm-hmm. and haven't heard very much from them. And
would you consider that that bridge, the Bellevue Bridge, to be a higher priority than Junietta?
If you're asking me which one would have the most impact as far as economy and everything, I would probably have to say the potential of the one here in Manhattan mm-hmm. would economically be the, but you know, I'd have everybody in St. Mary's and Bellevue and, you know, that area of the county, you know, all over me, but because it is an economic impact on them over there, so.
Both are important for those respective areas. And that's one of the challenges for a county commission because, you know, that's your district. Is that Bellevue areas?
That's Sheriff Wright's district
okay.
now.
Oh, lucky. I'm sure he's excited about taking
that on. You want me to give you his phone number?
That's okay. That's all right. I think I may have it, actually.
But, no, he, you know, it's amazing. And I'm not trying to, you know, degrade anybody or talk down on them, but there was four people nominated for the commission. And it's amazing, you know, how they get up there and, you know, we're still in the discussion of the old courthouse. Well, that was the first question asked of them.
Was the old courthouse?
What are you going to do with the old courthouse?
Really? Hmm.
All four of them are going to save it. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, Sheriff Riot has already got the commissioners going into the old courtroom for their new office. So, you know, what I'm saying is until you get there and you're involved in it and you've looked at the financial end of things, it's pretty easy to just stand back and, you know, walk up to the sea and part the waters and everything is, you know, just great. And that isn't the way it happens most of the time.
You got to find a balance for the services. You got to find a balance for the dollars.
Yeah.
And trying to justify one project over another. That's one of the toughest things that you have to do.
It's you know, it's... Oh, up till a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, you know, I'm going to be just honest, and that is, you know, the job was fun up there. I mean, you know, and I still have fun with it. Don't get me wrong.
I think that coincides with when I started, Pat.
But, you know, it's turned into some work, and you've got the old courthouse. I mean, you know, you're looking at anywhere between, and being on the National Registry now, it's going to cost three times as much to do anything with it than before, because you got to go back, you know, basically historically correct, or have the historical society approve what you're doing. So,
do they give you a timetable that you have to make these improvements?
No.
Okay.
No, you can mothball it. We had this Patrick Zollner in a couple, two or three weeks ago, and you can mothball it. You can, you know, there's a number of things that you can do. You're not, you know, sitting right here saying that you have to do this or you have to do that. But whenever you're talking, you know, the Bellevue Bridge and the court, I'm just put a $4 million price tag on the courthouse, and then, and I don't think you could do it for that, but that's my own opinion. Mm-hmm. Then you've got $20 million for a bridge over in Bellevue and $30 million for a bridge over here. I mean, those three projects alone, you know, you're up around $60 million. And
it's a lot of change.
We got the second lowest mill levy in the state, so, you know, it's...
I know you're proud of that fact, too.
Well...
As you should be.
And, you know, I looked at that the other day, and I think our new mill levy rate right now is 28.25. And when I came on, it was right at 26. That's been 11 years ago. So it's gone up 3.2 or 3.3 mills. Mm-hmm. Now, the valuation, it went up last year, so we lowered our mill levy a little bit, which I think is, you know, if you're able to do it or if you can do it, I think that's the way to approach it. That's the fair way. And, you know, that's kind of the way I weigh a lot of these things up there is, you know, what is the financial impact going to be? Are we going to have any money left that we can do things? We got this CIP that we're doing a lot of remodeling on buildings up there. And what are we looking at on that new?
Yeah, the new fleet building.
Yeah, our new fleet maintenance facility was a good topic yesterday. And we're looking at a total project cost of about $1.97
million. Yeah. And out of that $1.9 million that is on the budget, Peter has coughed up, and after everything's all said and done, this is out of his actual public works budget, he has coughed up about $1.4 million out of his budget. This isn't coming out of the CIP fund. This is out of his budget that he's, you know, done away with buying different equipment and things, kind of, you know, he got a little skin in the game is the way I like to look at it.
That's establishing priorities, isn't it, Peter?
It's a difficult discussion when you'd have to decide, okay, which one are you going to do? Are you going to replace equipment that is aged, or are you going to build the facility that's been needed for a couple decades to be able to, you know, facilitate repairing all that older equipment? And deciding which one is the higher priority is not an easy choice. You have to really kind of weigh it in and talk to a lot of people to know what's the right thing to do.
We have another call, then we'll take our break here on KMAN's In Focus. We're going to go to Olsburg for this. Mike, you're on KMAN with your Pottawatomie County representation.
Yeah, Pat, I've got a real cheap, simple fix for you to take to tackle. Travis was working on our firehouse, getting it turned back over to the city so the city could turn the property into something productive for the city.
Now, this is the old firehouse, right?
Pardon?
Is this the old one or the new one?
The old one.
Yeah,
the one that the city sold the county for a dollar and a handshake, and now the county can't seem to give it back to the city of Olsburg for anything. I mean, they've done a lot of discussions. Travis was working on it. Travis was trying really hard to make something happen, but this seems to just went dead in the water, and it's, you know, leaving us up here sitting here twiddling our thumbs wondering what's going to happen. It'd be kind of nice to have a finish to this project so we could... You know, you guys take the building or whatever, just get this land back to the city.
Okay. Well, I remember discussing this a while back, but haven't really, it hasn't been brought up on the radar, you know, in the last month or two. So something I'll look at and, you know, ask some questions on and get with Travis and kind of see where we're at on it.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you very much. We're going to take our break. And, Commissioner, are you going to stick around? Because, you know, this hasn't been that painful so far.
No, it's been enjoyable.
So far?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah. We got another half hour to go. 25 minutes.
And I've got at least 5 minutes things left to say. So
okay, all right. We'll take our break, and we'll return with Commissioner Pat Waxelman, Public Works Director Peter Clark, and Planner Stephen Metzger on K-Man's In Focus in just a moment.